she says, I want to start by quoting Exodus 14:14. The Lord will fight for you while you keep silent. And the first lyrics of Lauren Daigle's song, Trust in You, that states, letting go of everything, every single dream. I lay each one down at your feet. To help explain what taking communion means to me, it means I can let go and don't have to try to be perfect. To be someone I'm not. To force my plans because none of these things work anyways. When I first heard the beginning of that song, I didn't like it one bit because it meant I might not have what I planned for my life. Let go of every single dream? What? How can that be right? Then over time, I realized it's because once I fully surrender to His will for my life, my dreams align with His will. And then I start to walk in the fruit of the Spirit, and I am in a place to be in His plan for my life, which, let me say, has been way better than mine could have ever been. The truth is, I'm not worthy of anything He has given me, and I'm so grateful and humbled by everyone and everything He has blessed me with. My worth is in Him and His love for me. I'm imperfect, but the blood of Jesus makes me righteous in the eyes of my daddy. So yes, I got divorced after 22 years of marriage, and my life isn't perfect. But the peace and love I have in my life now, beyond anything I could have ever imagined, and the more I walk with Him and make Him the center of my life, the more amazing plan is unfolded in my life. Most of those 22 years of marriage, I was fighting my own battles, which His word says all I have to do is be silent, and He will fight for me. So I don't even have to know what to pray or say or do. I need to leave it in His hands in those moments when I feel lost and don't know what to do. I'll tell you that there were a lot of those moments for several years. And I know now from His word and my relationship with Him that He will never let me down. He has shown up in my darkest times and then the blessings with so much love in my life right now. Grateful isn't a strong enough word, and His promises will never end. I still have a heartbeat because I still watch my loved ones struggle and hurt from their choices and brokenness. Some of it is the harvest from the years of trying to do things my way that doesn't go away as quickly as I would like it. But I see the fruit, and I have His peace that surpasses all understanding, and His unconditional love that reminds me who I am daily. I have three things written on my bathroom mirror because left to my own thoughts, I can forget some of these things. I am adored and perfectly loved by God. I am lovable and I am kind. Jesus sacrificed so we can have abundant life knowing these things and living in His unconditional love every day. I pray all of you feel His love and His dedication to an intimate relationship with you personally each and every day. I love you all. All right. Thank you so much.